escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It is great to be with you, and it is great to be broadcasting on a great day in St. Louis sports. What a beautiful day it is. We've had enough rain. We're done, I think. Sounded like it. And it's now time for the Cardinals and the Dodgers Game 3. What a series we have had. Then at 5 o'clock, it's the Battlehawks and the D.C. Defenders. You have a chance to see the Battlehawks after the Cardinals game. I would recommend that. And maybe you haven't thought of that. But when Busch Stadium spills out at around, let's say, 3:30, 4 o'clock, head on over to the Dome. Get yourself a little something and, you know, you got an hour of tailgating. And then get a ticket and get in there. The Battlehawks are playing in the XFL Conference Championship game tonight at 5 o'clock against the D.C. Defenders. And if they win that, they will be in the UFL Championship at the Dome on Saturday. Can you imagine what that will be like if they play at the Dome on Saturday? Good times. Good times to be a St. Louis sports fan. On top of that, City plays tonight at Portland. They've won a game now, so they're going to try to win back-to-back. They're at Portland. They play at 6 o'clock on Y98 FM. So we have all kinds of stuff going on. French Open is happening right now. NBA Finals tonight. IndyCar a week from today. We're loaded here on Sports on a Sunday morning. But make no mistake about it, the Cardinals are national news right now. They have gotten Major League Baseball's attention. They have won the first two games of this series against the Dodgers, and it's the way that they have done it, shutting down this powerful Dodgers offense. 5-0 on Friday. Sonny Gray spins a beauty, and then the bullpen follows him. And then yesterday, the Cardinals, Eric Fetty, going up against one of the best in the business, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And this game was really good. It was a 0-0 game in the fifth inning. Both pitchers get through five. Fetty struggles to get through six. He goes 5 1/3 because he walked four. He only threw 52 strikes in his 99 pitches. But Fetty has a way of managing that, and he gets his way through that. He gives up four hits, four walks, two strikeouts in 5 1/3. He goes scoreless. He's pulled before his 100th pitch, and Steven Matz comes in and saves the day. Fetty put two on to start that inning. He got the strikeout, and then Matz finished it off. Matz goes an inning and 2/3 scoreless, allowing two hits. That's it. No walks and a strikeout. Kyle Leahy comes in, does his thing, gets out of trouble in the eighth inning to keep it a 0-0 game. That takes us to the eighth inning, the bottom of the eighth, and the Cardinals need to get something here so they can hand the ball over to Ryan Helsley and close this game out. And that is exactly what they do. In the eighth inning, the Cardinals have the following up. It's Nootbaar, Wynn, Donovan. It's exactly what you want. Top of the order. Let's go. And Nootbaar pops out to third base. That's one out. Then Wynn with a base hit to right. That brings up Brendan Donovan. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to get a hit. He's just a machine. Donovan gets a hit to right, and Wynn stops at second base. Contreras, though, flies out to right, and there are two gone for Alec Burleson.
The one-strike pitch. Burleson hits a ground ball off Kasperius. He scrambles, picks it up, throws the first, and it's offline, coming down the line, trying to score. Save! Mason Wynn kept on running, and he scores the first run of the game.
Mason Wynn scores all the way from second base. He is lightning fast. He's also a heads-up runner, and he makes it home, and that won't be the last time Kasperius has some trouble. After Herrera popped out to end the inning, the Dodgers try to counter against Ryan Helsley in the top of the ninth. Kim strikes out. It's up to Ohtani. He singles, but it goes basically off the base in center field. This goes down as a base hit that gets by Donovan, but really it strikes the base and takes a hop that Donovan catches, and it's a base hit for Ohtani. Who knows what would have happened there? Then Mookie Betts does his thing. He is one of the best players. I still think you talk about best players in the game. Betts has to be in that conversation I know Otani gets a lot of attention, and rightfully so. He's a wonder of the world, really. But Betts is a phenomenal player. This guy with a hit in a key moment to keep it alive. And he puts Otani at third because he smokes one into center field, but Otani is moving and he gets to third base. That brings up Freddie Freeman. And Chip Carey said it on the TV broadcast. He said, "I can't think of a tougher save than this. It's a 1-0 game, and you have to face." I mean, look at what we just said. Otani, Betts, Freeman. Here's Freeman.
First and third, the pitch. Freeman bounces that one. Oh, it's a swing and a miss. The ball gets away from Pages. The Dodgers score a run. It's a strikeout. The ball got away from the Cardinal catcher. We're tied at one.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Now, you know, it bounces and spins away from Pedro Pages, who's such a good catcher, but that ball spins away from him. That is a wild pitch that does score a run. And I've said this a lot. I think old Cardinals teams of the past, some of them, might have folded there. That here we go. You know, Dodgers are going to find a way. The big $350 million team is going to find a way to win this game and walk away with it. Not this Cardinals team. This Cardinals team is different. They bear down here. Helsley, credit to him. He settles down. He strikes out Will Smith, who, by the way, was the number two hitter in the National League coming into the weekend. He strikes out. So here we go to the bottom of the ninth. And Nolan Gorman delivers right away a ground rule double. That is such a massive hit. They bring in Jose Barrero for him as a pinch runner. Pedro Pages comes up, drops down a bunt. Gasparius throws it away, and everybody is safe. So Pages is at first. Barrero is at third. And Ollie Marmol had a good game yesterday. I know that a lot of you think highly of him now. Maybe some of you still don't think much of him, but I don't care what you think of Ollie Marmol at this point. You can admit he had a good game yesterday. He pushed all the right buttons. He made all the right decisions, including this last one. Pulling Victor Scott, and his pinch hitter is a guy you may know, Nolan Arenado.
The pitch by Gasparius, swing, and there's a high fly ball. Left field. That ball is down for a game winner, a Redbird winner. Lighted up in downtown St. Louis. Arenado gets a single to drive in Barrero, and the Cardinals have beaten the Dodgers 2-1.
He gets the better of Dave Roberts, does Ollie Marmol. Roberts moved the infield in. He went with five infielders on that play to try to catch Arenado pulling a ground ball. That did not happen. He lofted one in the air because he's a pro. He drops it into left field. It bounces into the seats. It's a ground rule double, and the Cardinals win the ball game. Final score, 2-1. What a win. I mean, I feel like we've said a few times now, win of the year so far, that's the win of the year so far. A 2-1 win over the defending world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's go down to the field and hear from Mason Wynn.
Our player of the game this afternoon, and one of the best games we've seen at Busch Stadium all year long, and the hustle by Mason Wynn to give us the lead. What can you say about this afternoon's game? This has been a terrific ball game.
That was a lot of fun, man. You know, pitchers went toe-to-toe. You know, two dogs out there on the mound, but, you know, we came out on top. That was fire tonight.
The pitching has been outstanding last night and tonight. What are you seeing from where you sit at shortstop?
Man, I'm seeing a lot of zeros, man. That's what we need, too. So, you know, it's been great. Obviously, like I said, that's a good team over there. And, you know, Freddie came out today, did his job, and the bullpen backed him right up.
Let's talk about your base running skills today. When did you decide you were going to go for it?
Honestly, I really wasn't. And I saw the ball kind of going off to the left. Freddie made a great pick, but I was already committed at that point, so I just kept going.
And Pop gave you the green light as well?
Come on, yeah, he was waving me on.
Nice work this afternoon. Let's go get another one tomorrow.
Come on, let's get a sweep.
Mason Wynn, our player of the game.
Mike Claiborne, thanks very much. Always good to hear from Mason and the roar of the crowd there. That crowd is hyped right now, and they'll be back there today, 40,000-plus for these ball games as the Cardinals win another one over the Dodgers. The Cardinals are closing in on the Dodgers' record right now. Cardinals are 36-28. The Dodgers are 38-27. L.A. leads the NL West by a game over the Padres and the Giants, so they both say thank you to that. The Mets lead the East by 3.5 over the Phillies. Mets have the best record in the National League at 41-24, but the Cardinals aren't that far off. The Cubs have the second-best record in the league at 40-24. They're four games in front of the Redbirds in the NL Central. St. Louis, eight games over .500, 36-28, four games out. The Brewers are right on them, 5.5 back, 5 games over .500 with their recent surge. They've won 8 of their last 10, and they will host the Cardinals this weekend for 4. So things are getting to be a lot of fun here. At the end of this month, we're going to see the Cubs come into Busch Stadium, so it's starting to get real here. These interleague series have been a lot of fun, but this one was highly anticipated with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they are on the cusp of getting swept. Now, beware. This Dodgers team will be raring to go, and they can't be held down for long. Very rare to hold a team to 0-for in the first two games of their caliber with runners in scoring position, but that's what has happened to the Dodgers. They'll be facing Michael McGreevy, who I'm not going to speak for him right now, but I will say my feeling, he won't be scared one bit of the situation today. That's just the kind of pitcher that he is. Of course, he'll be excited. I'm sure his heart will be racing at the start, but he will be excited to go up against this Dodgers team. He has great stuff. He is good against righties. He's good against lefties, and he kind of reminds you of Adam Wainwright a little bit in the way that he carries himself, in the way that he delivers, the way that he talks about the game. I think it's going to be fun to watch him today throw against this Dodgers team. And on the other side, Clayton Kershaw, one of the best to ever do it. And yes, Kershaw does have some history with Busch Stadium, shall we say, some nightmarish moments, but those are a long time ago, a decade plus now in the playoffs when Matt Adams reached him for a home run in the NLDS to turn a 2-0 deficit into a 3-2 Cardinals lead. And he had some problems at Dodger Stadium against the Cardinals as well. But he is still going. He's going to Cooperstown. You're not going to see him much longer. And it's great to see Clayton Kershaw out there pitching for the Dodgers. The Cardinals going up against him. It's just a great appreciation of baseball. I think the Cardinals and Dodgers, two of the great franchises in sports. The Cardinals, with all of their great history and players, the Dodgers have some great ones. And most notably, in my mind, Jackie Robinson, which is part of their widespread appeal, their history. You know, you think of Koufax and Drysdale, and then you think of Valenzuela and Kirk Gibson and some of these great names that have come through there. And now this trio that I just talked about of Ohtani and Betts and Freeman, Jackie Robinson, and the great history of the Los Angeles Dodgers. But with all of their excitement around the country of LA, the Cardinals still trump them when it comes to world championships, 11-8. And so we'll see what happens with these two franchises moving forward. But the Cardinals are trying to put themselves in a position to not have any more slippage. They want to get back to being the machine that they used to be and get back to being National League royalty. So it's a fun little watch here. You got this high payroll with the Dodgers. You have this Cardinals team that cut payroll, that's trying to develop players, but they hung on to, and they actually had some players tell them they wanted to come back. Gray, Contreras, they hung on to Helsley. They hung on to, not by their own doing, they tried to trade him, but Arenado, who decided to come back, rejected a trade to Houston, and he walks back into Jupiter after the Cardinals couldn't deal him, and now he gets the game-winning hit yesterday in a pinch-hitting role. So it's fun right now. It's exciting to be a Cardinals fan. It is entertaining. It is up and down sometimes. But right now, this team is legitimately being talked about as a contender in the National League, and they should be. If they drop down a sweep now this weekend, that's some serious stuff. That's fun. And the Blue Jays will come in tomorrow. Another good team. Good stretch. Busch Stadium in downtown St. Louis. We have John Mozeliak at 11:30 today. We have Bernie Mikolas at 11:45. Coming up next, we'll hear from head coach Anthony Becht. The St. Louis Battlehawks are playing for their season tonight at 5 o'clock at the Dome. If they win it, they're in the UFL Championship on Saturday. At 10:30, it's IndyCar president Doug Bowles. They run a week from today at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Former pole sitter of the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, Scott McLaughlin at 10:45. At 11:15, Lutz Fahnensteel, sporting director at City. They play tonight at 6 o'clock at Portland. Then John Mozeliak at 11:30, Bernie Mikolas at 11:45, Cardinals pregame at 12:20, right here on the home of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM, KMOX. Well, what a great time we have had already talking about the Cardinals and the Dodgers. And then there's football for fans here in downtown St. Louis. In fact, the tailgaters are arriving as we speak, setting up everything at Bear Plaza. There is a tailgate there today, as you well know. That's the spot. And the United Way of Greater St. Louis nonprofit partner, St. Louis Food Bank, will be on site today at the official St. Louis Battlehawks tailgate in Bear Plaza with their truck to collect items for those impacted by the tornadoes. Fans are encouraged to bring items today, such as canned goods, cereal, granola bars, storage containers, toothbrushes, toothpaste, body soap, shampoo, diapers, cleaning products, supplies, you name it, they need it. At the XFL Conference Championship today, if you buy a ticket for today, also you'll give $10 to the Tornado Relief Fund as the Battlehawks announce a series of activations in their Community Hustle initiative to support the immediate and long-term recovery efforts of St. Louis from the recent tornado damage. The Battlehawks working with their premier community partner, the United Way of Greater St. Louis. You can also buy apparel at Section 153 and round up at the register. There's a 50-50 raffle, all kinds of good stuff. Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken has also extended their Battlehawks box promotion through the end of the postseason. They donate $1 from every box sold. So really good stuff. And this collaboration between the Battlehawks, Cardinals, Blues, and City and Anheuser-Busch was beautiful. These experiences and that auction that they had on Friday on FanDuel Sports and KMOV and Matrix Midwest was pretty neat. And KMOX was part of promoting that as well. Battlehawks and the DC Defenders today at 5 o'clock at the Dome. Let's turn things over to head coach Anthony Becht.
You know, really excited for our football team as we head into the playoffs. I think even more excited at the fact that as far as available players, we're 100% healthy. We did lose Chris Garrett with a broken hand, which I'm sick about. But as far as our starters and guys that are playing and contributing on a play-to-play situation, as much as Chris will be missed on special teams, we do have a lot of good players on special teams. So a lot of good bounce, fresh legs. Again, just put a lot of thought and effort after two seasons in this league of figuring out how to prime our players so they feel good. Sat some guys, held back some guys, played some guys, but not as much last week. So hopefully this is the secret sauce. And so far it shows, because we do have a fresher team, a more determined team, a healthier team, knock on wood. And I'm excited about that. So there will be no excuses for us in this game to go out there and be at our best as far as effort, energy, and want to. I think that's the one thing I think different from last year going into this week. For this season is, those things are at a very high level. So it gives us a great opportunity to go out there and execute.
That is head coach Anthony Becht, ready to go for today's game against the DC Defenders. They were in this situation a year ago. They lost to San Antonio and Wade Phillips at home and ended up missing a chance to play in the UFL Championship in their own house. I would be stunned if they miss this opportunity again, but DC is there for a reason. And the Battlehawks are there for a reason. It's going to be a great football game between those two with the season on the line and a chance for the Battlehawks to play at home. The Battlehawks will draw just fine. They play the Defenders today while the Cardinals play the Dodgers before that. So again, I'll tell Cardinals fans, if you want to help out here, I think it'd be a great way to spend the latter part of your afternoon. Go over there, tailgate, and get in there and go see the Battlehawks and make some noise. You'll be ready to go, especially if the Cardinals sweep. You're going to be fired up. You're going to want to go do something. Go over there. It's not far. In fact, you could park right between the two buildings and be in good shape, or park at the Dome and come over, and then your car's waiting for you north side of town. So, yeah, just trying to help out. Could be a fun day in downtown today if both of those teams win. I'll tell you that much. We're going to have a great weekend next weekend with IndyCar in town. Worldwide Technology Raceway is going to be hopping with thousands of people ready to watch that circuit. Coming up next, the president of IndyCar joins us, Doug Bowles. We'll hear from Scott McLaughlin, IndyCar driver. We have Lutz Fan and Steele with us on the show, John Moselock, Bernie Miklas. I'm Tom Ackerman. Our producer is James O'Sullivan, and this is Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the show. It is great to be along with you. We had a lot of fun talking Cardinals and Battlehawks, and there is much more to come. City SC, we'll talk some NBA, NHL, French Open, more Cardinals talk up until pregame today. Cardinals and Dodgers at 12:20 for the pregame, 1:15 for the first pitch. We are 1 week away from the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, the IndyCar race at Worldwide Technology Raceway in Madison, Illinois. Just 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis, they'll be gathering there as they always do. And rising country music star Chase Wright is paying tribute to St. Louis area first responders and relief workers by performing a free concert following the race on Sunday. Wright was originally scheduled to perform the national anthem prior to the event, but offered a free performance following the tornado that affected the region. The Indiana native has released two albums that feature energetic songs with a mix of traditional and modern sounds that'll be on display during his post-race performance. This is just part of this great gathering, a great weekend at Worldwide Technology Raceway. So thank you to Chase, and thank you to our next guest. Doug Bowles is president of IndyCar and joins us live on KMOX Radio. Doug, thank you very much for being with us. How are you doing?
I can't wait for next Sunday. The countdown is on. Really looking forward to the opportunity to race under the lights on Sunday night on Father's Day. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's talk about that move first. What a move that was for the track and for IndyCar to get a Sunday night race for you, for the track, for Fox. That's a big audience, a lot of eyeballs on St. Louis that night.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great for everybody. You know, it's really the help of the folks at Bomarito, Worldwide Technology Raceway. You know, Curtis and Chris just kind of working with us to adjust a little bit, and certainly the fans for doing that. It's a great opportunity for us to showcase what a great racetrack it is, and also showcase in a network platform on Sunday night, really how great the NTT IndyCar Series is. So I'm really excited about it across the board, but really want to thank the folks at Worldwide Technology and Bomarito for letting us experiment with this.
It'll be a lot of fun. What is your impression of Curtis Francois and his team at the track?
You know, I've loved working with Curtis, even when I was just, you know, my first job as president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway before I took on the IndyCar side, and got a chance really to work with Curtis and Chris over the last several years, just being an oval track, which is obviously what the Indy 500 is, and working together to promote oval racing. And they're just great promoters. They care about the community, you know, all the things that you want in a community partner in terms of business leaders, but certainly from the racing standpoint, that's what I love the most about them. They really care about community, and the investment that Curtis and team have put into Worldwide Technology Raceway, it is a first-class facility, and they care about fans, and Curtis 100% and Chris 100% care about that fan experience of trying to make it great. So looking forward to seeing a lot of people out there.
I feel like the drivers really like it. You know, I've talked to Joseph Newgarden about this. I've talked to Scott McLaughlin about this recently. It doesn't matter which driver it is. They love the challenge, the strategy of driving that particular oval because of the tight turns 1 and 2 and a little more open 3 and 4, Doug.
It is. You really have to have a car that's set up to perform in two different, completely opposite corners for sure, as you know. And it's a super, super high speed racetrack as well. So when you look at all of that together, it's definitely a team sport, and it takes a driver who can communicate to their crew to get the car set up exactly right. And then as the runs go on and the tires fall off a little bit, you really start to see people who have those great cars, and you can see people up front that slide to the back and vice versa, just because of the difficulty and frankly, the excitement of that track for the drivers. They love coming, they love running it, and the fans there as well are awesome.
Doug, going back to Fox and having this as a night race, have you seen a bump in ratings? Is the audience growing significantly here on Fox?
Well, we had a fantastic Indy 500, the best rating we've had in almost 20 years for the Indy 500 a couple of weeks ago. We were up last week in our Detroit race, which is fantastic. And I really believe this Sunday night race at a great racetrack like Worldwide Technology Raceway is going to help those numbers as well. And I hope what it does on Sunday night is it introduces a lot of people across the country who are sitting at home on Sunday night flipping through the channels and say, hey, what is this? And land right on an NTT IndyCar Series race, and hopefully that we'll see a significant bump from there. That's why I'm really excited that that Curtis and Chris and the fans of Worldwide Technology Raceway and Bomarito have said, hey, let's experiment together and let's try and grow the sport together. And that's the kind of partners we need.
I have grown up around it. I went to Indiana University. I was born here, though, and have lived here my entire life. And my dad and I would go over for the time trials and really just soak it in. I grew up around it. So it's a familiar sound and feel to me. If you were introducing it to a casual sports fan, what would you say is its best attribute?
Well, I think one of the biggest attributes we have is we've got such great personalities in the series, the drivers and just the personalities they have and how much they care about the fan experience. And then I think the other side of it, just the competitive side of the series, especially at a place like Worldwide Technology Raceway, I think where you might have, you know, 12 of a driver, half the field or so that has an opportunity to win at almost every race. I think you expand that to maybe 20 cars that have an opportunity to win. So it could be some really cool Cinderella stories in this race. And then the pomp and circumstance leading into the race and the way that that Curtis and Chris think about the fan experience. So whether it's music or the midway or the pre-race show, I mean, all those things just create a special experience when you actually go to one of the races there. And I tell people all the time, it's one of those things that you really just have to experience. And the best way I can explain it is when you're on the beach and you take a picture of a sunset and you want to send it around to your family and friends, and you look at it on your phone, you say, you know what, this just doesn't convey that feeling I have right now. And that's really what racing at Worldwide Technology, you have to get there and experience it. Once you get there, I guarantee you'll be coming back and bringing friends.
I agree with you. Now, I have been in a partnership with Curtis and with Chris Blair for a number of years here, really starting in their pursuit of the NASCAR Cup. But before that, IndyCar was such a staple. NHRA was the first one to really put their flag down when Curtis bought the track, and those have been so important to the track. And IndyCar, I agree with you. You know, seeing behind the scenes because of my role with the track, I get to see and visit with leadership. And I wanted to ask you, because the Indy 500, of course, was spectacular. I mean, Alex Palou, I got to talk to him last week. His first win on an oval, and his celebration was awesome. But before and after that, you know, there are technical inspections. There are, I would imagine, hard conversations that you have to have. You know, you have to be a leader, and you have to be able to speak then to them directly and tell the truth.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of challenges, obviously, in qualifying with the Penske cars, and then in the race with a couple of the Andretti cars and one of the Prima cars. And those are, so I'm a promoter at heart, right? I want to tell the good stories and be out front talking about how great our sport is. And then, unfortunately, one of the jobs that goes along with being president of IndyCar is making sure that people are showing up to the tech pad and they're following the rules so that it's got a level playing field. And we've had some challenges, and those were definitely hard calls. And I'm back in the old days, I'm a lawyer by training, so taking off my promoter hat and putting on my lawyer hat in some of those conversations was difficult. But you know, I think one of the great things about our sport is there, the teams, the drivers, and when you have those conversations, and they get when there was a mistake made, and they want the playing field to be even and level. And while they're disappointed that you know, we had to move some cars to the back, I think at the end of the day, they all know that it's better for the sport in the long run.
Coming up next is Scott McLaughlin. Maybe just a word about Scott from your perspective. You know, he had a rough start to that race, obviously. What I respect about him, and I say this in the interview, we talked at Rawlings earlier in the week, is that I respect how he goes right in front of the cameras always. No matter what happens to him, he is up front. He is the spokesman for that team.
He's been a great addition to the NTT IndyCar Series. He's really passionate about it. He cares about the fan experience, and he's embraced the whole thing, you know, coming from the supercars in Australia, really successful there, coming over and really sort of embracing the fan side of things on this end. But you're right, he owns it. Heartbroken for him, the way that the race began in May for him. He's one of the fastest drivers on the circuit. He will be a contender on race day on Sunday. The other thing that's really cool about him, he just became a naturalized U.S. citizen, and he was part of our naturalization ceremony at the Speedway. He loves being an American, and he's one of those personalities that's just really easy to root for and care for. And when he makes mistakes, he owns them. And that's really speaks a lot of people's character, not when they're winning, but when they're struggling. And he certainly has got a great character.
Really enjoyed being around. And one of my favorite things to do is to talk to these drivers and let people know who they're seeing, the humans behind the wheel as they move around the track. This coming Sunday night, Father's Day, it's going to be an unbelievable night at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. NTT IndyCar Series President Doug Bowles has been with us on KMOX. Thank you for this, and I can't wait to see you next weekend.
Yeah, no problem. Love doing it and look forward to seeing everybody there. And again, thanks to just all your entire listeners, some of whom had planned on coming to the race early next Sunday and are going to make some adjustments and come and enjoy it with us for a first ever network primetime TV at one of the greatest racetracks we run over at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Thanks to the folks at Bomarito and Curtis and Chris.
Yeah, thank you very much. It'll just be a longer party for everybody. That's what it's going to be. So good time.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
This is KMOX, the home of the St. Louis Cardinals. John Mozeliak and Bernie Miklas coming up next hour. But next, it's someone who got a little taste of baseball this past week. Scott McLaughlin, IndyCar driver, got the Rawlings experience at Westport Plaza. Back after this on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are 1 week away, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Tom Ackerman with you, joined by IndyCar driver Scott McLaughlin. Team Penske, but right now he is Team Rawlings. He is at the Rawlings experience here at Westport Plaza. How did that go for you?
Pretty awesome. I mean, you know, I designed my own glove and saw how a glove is fit and put together and understood that a little bit. And then I went in the batting cage and hit a few balls, which is pretty cool. And then we got a tornado warning, and we're in the basement of the Rawlings right now. So it's kind of crazy. I've never been a part of like that, but we're in the Midwest, and it's summertime.
It is a great sports town, you know that. And you've actually had some success in Madison, Illinois, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I love the track. Gateway's been such an amazing spot for me, and it's one of the first oval tracks I actually drove. Did some testing here when I was in my rookie year, and I think we've had a really good success. Every race that we've run, we've finished in the top 10 and qualified on pole a couple of times. I don't know what it is about the track that I just love, but it suits my car and suits my driving style. And that next step for me is to win the race, and I really think we can do that this year.
It's a great event for not only race fans but sports fans in general, and it's on Father's Day, and congratulations to you. This will be a great Father's Day for you.
Yeah, what a cool first Father's Day to be at the racetrack. I mean, honestly, motorsport's our life, and it will be my daughter's life for a while, as much as she wants it to be. And to have her there with my wife and as we create our own little family is an amazing thing. My father-in-law drives our bus to and from the races, so he'll be there. So it's going to be a full family deal. But like I said, I couldn't ask for a better Father's Day than racing and having my girls there with me.
And your wife is from Long Island, so you've become a bit of a New York sports fan.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a Mets fan by default with her. I was a Knicks fan in New Zealand when I was a young kid, because I just I love basketball. It was one of the only American sports that was on TV. Jumped on the Panthers bandwagon because I live in Charlotte, which is not a fun bandwagon to be on right now, but I appreciate baseball. I appreciate any like pro sport and the effort and the way that people get to the elite level. And I don't know whether that's just because I'm an elite spot part of my expertise, I guess you could say, but I just enjoy team sport and seeing how it comes together.
Well, you're in a team sport, there's no doubt about that. It is an incredible effort for people who get to see behind the scenes. How many people are involved in IndyCar?
No, it's a huge amount. I mean, I think Penske as a whole, as a team, we employ 450 to 500 people at the home base. There's about 60 that travel with us to the races, about 20 odd in my car, and just in my car. So huge workload, huge amount of effort that goes in behind the scenes. But, you know, I'm a QB in some ways. I'm the leader of the team, and they rely on me a lot to be positive, and I enjoy being there. I like being the leader of the team, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, I think one of the things that is very much respected about you is when things don't go well, you are very quick to answer questions. You're mm-hmm. quick to have your face on camera and be the face of that team.
Yeah, I mean, you got to ride the waves of emotions, especially in motorsport. You know, for instance, you know, the Indy 500, you know, I spun on the pace lap and I didn't even get to see the start line. But I guess I count, I don't know whether it's a bad way to be, but sometimes it is, but everything happens for a reason. And I'm a firm believer that I've got to learn from that to move forward. And, you know, and like I said, yeah, you are the leader. You know, the guys and girls on the team lean on you to see what you say in the media. So you got to show face. You can't shy away from it and through the good and the bad, because when it's good, you know, you want to have your face everywhere because it's just such a cool feeling. So you got to go with the bad as well.
Is this a good Sunday off, a good week between? And what does a team do between races like that with that gap?
Well, it's my birthday this week. So I'm actually having a birthday party. So, you know, I have all the team over this time. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, I think we just try and relax. It's been six, seven weeks of just slogging the last little bit. So, thankful that they can have a week off and then we'll come back strong at Gateway and get back on the horse.
And finally, just to get into some baseball. So, and by the way, I grew up a Knicks fan.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people didn't know that, but we don't have an NBA team here. So I went up to New York as a kid, fell in love with the Knicks. It was a tough way to end.
Yeah.
Mets are good. Yeah. No doubt about it. They're my pick to win it all.
Really?
Wow. What was it like to get your own glove, to have Keith Hernandez sign you a ball? I mean, it's some pretty cool stuff that Rawlings set up for you.
It's crazy, you know. I mean, I only started knowing about Keith Hernandez like 2 years ago. You know, I appreciate it so much, but I feel like I don't want to piss anyone off, you know. Like, at the same time, like, I love it. It's been incredible. And I count myself very lucky. You know, I'm a new baseball fan, but I'm a very passionate one. And once I get on a team, I'm locked in. And I agree. I think the Mets are looking really good. They've got a great record so far, but it's obviously so early in the season. But I love the way that Soto and Lindor and Alonso are working up front there in the first three. And I think we've just got a really in-depth team. And learning about the pitching strategies and how MLB teams go about it with so many events, I have such an appreciation for it, and that's why I love the sport so much.
There are some similarities in that baseball is a sport of failure. I mean, the best hitters of all time hit 300, which means 70% of the time they don't get one. It's also, you know, in racing, you can come up short in a race.
Yeah.
Everybody comes up short except for one person.
Yeah.
You have to be able to, in a grind of a season, like in baseball, overcome that week after week, and in their case, day after day.
Well, exactly. No, it's you didn't put it. You put it the best. You know, I think that 500 is a clear example of that. I mean, the only person that's happy at the end of that race, doesn't matter if you finish second with a bunch of money, is the winner. Yeah. You know, that's it. And anyone else is just, it's depressing. So you just have to get back on the horse. And my happy spot's getting back in the car. And you know, like, the best thing, you know, sometimes is getting back in the car straight away the week after such a long month. But going to Detroit and racing again is so good. And I count myself very lucky to be able to do that. So, yeah, it's a tough slog. You know, 150 games or something for an MLB season. You know, I appreciate watching it. I certainly wouldn't want to be in it, but it's cool to watch.
Multiple top fives, pole sitter at Worldwide Technology Raceway. He's been there. We look forward to seeing you at Worldwide Technology Raceway at the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
That is Scott McLaughlin, the driver for Team Penske. Alex Palou won the race. He was our guest last week, so we've had a good run of IndyCar drivers. Joseph Newgarden was on the show not long ago. He has won the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 five times. For McLaughlin, you heard him talking there about baseball. He has become a baseball fan. He's become a Mets fan. I think he's got a little heart for the Cardinals now after Rawlings treated him so well. He was supposed to throw out the first pitch earlier this week, but that game Wednesday got rained out. We had that massive rain, actually a tornado touchdown briefly in the Chesterfield Wildwood area while we were in Westport. So we actually did that interview in a tornado shelter. And that was his first tornado experience for Scott McLaughlin. We mentioned baseball in there. The Cardinals have their lineup out now. They've also officially made the move. Rodery Munoz goes back to Memphis for Michael McGreevy. The move is official. The transaction listed this morning. So McGreevy makes the start against the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw. Here's the lineup for Los Angeles first, facing McGreevy. Here's who McGreevy is going to have to face in his start against L.A. this afternoon. Shohei Ohtani is going to lead off in DH. Mookie Betts bats second. He will play shortstop. Freddie Freeman is the first baseman, batting third. Teoscar Hernandez is in right field. He's the cleanup hitter today. Max Muncy is at third base, batting fifth. Will Smith, hitting .319 on the season, bats sixth. He's the catcher. Michael Conforto is the left fielder, batting seventh. Tommy Edman bats eighth and plays second base. And his song, Kim, bats ninth and plays center field. How about that for a lineup? Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Hernandez, Muncy, Smith, Conforto, Edman, Kim. The problem is the Dodgers have only scored one run this entire series, even with those superstars. Here's who Kershaw will face. The Cardinals lineup looks like this afternoon. Lars Nootbaar will lead off and play left field. Mason Winn is the shortstop, batting second. Brendan Donovan is the second baseman, batting third. Wilson Contreras will bat cleanup. He's the first baseman. Ivan Herrera is the DH this afternoon, batting fifth. Nolan Arenado back in there at third base. He bats sixth. He had the pinch hit game-winning double yesterday for the Redbirds. Alec Burleson is in right field. He bats seventh. Pedro Pajes behind the plate again. He will catch McGreevy this afternoon. He bats eighth. Jose Barrero is in center field, getting the start this afternoon, batting ninth. Victor Scott getting a day off, and Barrero will take his spot in the number nine hole. Nootbaar, Wynn, Donovan, Contreras, Herrera, Arenado, Burleson, Pajes, and Barrero. Coming up next hour, we'll touch on the national sports that are going on, NBA, NHL, French Open, the Belmont, as well as all of the things happening around national sports. Then at 11:15, back to soccer, Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director for City. They're on the road tonight, 6 o'clock at Portland. 11:30, it's John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. 11:45, Bernie Miklas. Hello to all the tailgaters heading into the Battlehawks game. Thanks for listening to Anthony Becht and his comments earlier. This is KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.